Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Sunday morning. We're glad that you are here. Today is Protect Life Sunday, and it's been declared that by the governor of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis. I'm going to read in just a moment a letter that he asked for pastors to read throughout the state today. But I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 11 in our call to worship, where it says, "If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, Behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works?" That passage of Scripture we're going to look at a little bit later on in the morning worship service is an eye-opening statement about what God declares concerning those that are being drawn to death unjustly. That's the idea behind the Hebrew. This is not a just and righteous thing that's being done. It's the process of drawing someone toward death, to murder them. And the onus is put upon the listener, the reader of the Scripture, to not forbear, not to make excuses for not knowing, but rather to do what can be done to stop this from happening. I want to read to you what the governor stated in his Protect Life Sunday in Florida statement that was released this week and asked for everyone to share in churches all across the state. "Whereas all lives, born and unborn, are a valuable gift from God and are worthy of our protection. Whereas since the very beginning of our country, our founders declared that all Americans are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And whereas the state of Florida is committed to welcoming and supporting parents and families as they raise children. And whereas in 2021, as a way to care for all life, Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Casey DeSantis launched Hope Florida, which serves as a connection point for community collaboration between the public and private sectors, faith-based communities, and nonprofits to serve vulnerable mothers, children, and families. And whereas for generations we have set aside days for prayer and fasting to thank God for our many blessings and to ask for His favor on pivotal issues facing our country and state. And whereas on this Protect Life Sunday, as we gather with one voice, we pray that Florida would continue to lead the way to protect, support, and value innocent life at all stages, especially the unborn. Now, therefore, I, Ron DeSantis, Governor of the state of Florida, do hereby extend my support to all observing October the 6th, 2024, as Protect Life Sunday in Florida." This was his call for Christians to fast and to pray that God would undertake. In the foyer there, I have some little stickers that I'd like for you to take with you today and put these in places where you'll see that when you see this little sticker, Choose Life, you'll stop and pray that God would be merciful to us, that He would preserve life in this state, and that Amendment 4 would be defeated. That's our desire of God. Now, God may have other plans. We want His will to be done, but we know that He is a defender of life. Do I hear an amen? He's a defender of life. And so we want to pray, and we want to warn, and we want to give out information to those that may not understand and know. For you to assume that everybody knows what you know is a false assumption. I have learned in the last probably two decades that most people do not know the Bible. They know pieces and parts, but they don't know the Bible. There's a gross amount of ignorance of the truth. And so that's why we have a responsibility to go into the marketplace and communicate the Word of God. And we're going to be dealing with that today in our study of the Word of God. But I want to encourage you in this regard to be praying every day up through the election that God would preserve life in the state of Florida and that this amendment that has been proposed would be defeated. Can you do that? I think that we can, and we need to be faithful in prayer, praying for each other. We need to be faithful in prayer, praying for the needs that we all have, but also we need to pray on the state and the national level that God would preserve life here in the United States of America.